Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're tackling something truly transformative today. Artificial intelligence.
Huge topic.
And timely.
Definitely. We've got the Fusion AI Overview Brief from April 2025 as our guide. And it really shows AI is no longer just some futuristic idea. It's rapidly becoming fundamental.
Absolutely. It's a seismic shift, really. This brief gives us a vital look, not just at where AI is right now, but, you know, the trajectory it's on.
So our goal in this deep dive is basically to pull out the most crucial insights from all this information. We want to get a handle on the key advancements, see how they're actually being used, and grasp the implications.
Without getting totally lost in the technical weeds.
Exactly. Keep it understandable. This brief synthesizes a lot, so yeah, it's a fascinating landscape to explore together.
Okay, so at its heart, AI is about software doing tasks that normally need, well, human intelligence. Things like reasoning, understanding what it sees or hears, processing language. Building that kind of cognition into machines. Okay, let's maybe unpack that a bit, because AI isn't just one single thing, is it? The brief talks about machine learning, ML, as key. That's algorithms learning from data.
Yeah, precisely. Instead of just following fixed rules someone programmed, they learn patterns from the data itself, like we learn from experience.
And then deep learning takes that even further.
It does. It uses these complex, multi-layered networks. You can sort of picture them as intricate webs. They let the AI spot really subtle patterns in images, sound, text, stuff that's maybe too complex for us to easily see or for older software to catch.
Right. Okay. And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. The brief puts a lot of focus on generative AI. Gen AI, this feels like the big breakthrough everyone's talking about. Models like GPT-4, Llama 3, they can create stuff.
Yes, create new text, images, code, even short videos.
Okay.
And the key is the sheer scale of data they learn from. Massive data sets. It gives them this incredibly broad understanding and lets them generate surprisingly, you know, creative and varied output.
It's like they've read the entire internet, almost.
Pretty much. Or a huge chunk of it, anyway. Giving them a vast pool of knowledge to draw on.
But it's not just the model, is it? The brief says modern AI is a full stack. Mm. What's that mean?
Right, good point. It's the whole ecosystem. You've got the data that feeds it, the models themselves, then ways to quickly find relevant info when needed, that's retrieval, plus the orchestration to tie it all into workflows, and really importantly, the governance part, making sure it's used responsibly.
Okay, the brief has this handy AI basics table. Maybe we should quickly run through those terms. Just to ground ourselves.
No idea.
So artificial intelligence, AI, software, mm-hmm. doing human-like tasks, machine learning, ML, algorithms, learning from data patterns, not fixed rules.
Tech.
Deep learning, that's ML, using those multi-layer networks for perception images, audio, text.
Yeah.
Generative AI, gene AI, models creating new content.
Yeah.
Foundation models, FMs. Those big pre-trained models like GPT-4 that could be adapted.
Exactly. They're the base layer.
And then retrieval augmented generation, RAG. That sounds important.
Oh, it's incredibly useful. RAG basically lets you connect one of those powerful foundation models to your own private data, like internal company documents. So the AI can give answers based on that specific knowledge, making them really up to date and accurate. And it can even point to the source document.
Okay, so it's not just making things up based on its general training.
Precisely. It grounds the answers in specific, often private information.
Got it. And finally, AI agent.
Think of an agent as a foundation model that's been given a goal and some tools. It can plan steps, use software APIs, interact with other systems, and kind of work autonomously towards achieving that goal.
So it's more proactive, not just responding, but doing things.
Exactly. That's where AI starts moving from just providing information to actually driving actions and outcomes within a business.
Okay, so how does this all work under the hood? The brief mentions data collection and curation first. Sounds like a massive job.
It is. It's a huge first step. You're gathering data from all over public web, licensed data sets, a company's own internal files. Then comes the really critical part. Cleaning it, getting rid of duplicates, structuring it, converting it into tokens the AI can understand.
Like prepping ingredients before cooking.
That's a great analogy. It's essential prep work.
And then comes the pre-training of the foundation model. That takes serious computing power, I imagine.
Immense amounts. The model basically learns by predicting the next token, the next word, the next pixel, whatever. It's called self-supervised learning. It just learns the patterns and relationships within the data itself. That's how it builds up that broad world knowledge.
Like learning a language through immersion.
Exactly like that.
Okay, so the model has this general knowledge. How do you make it useful for, say, PepsiCo specifically, that's domain adaptation.
Yes. You take that general intelligence and you focus it. First step is often fine-tuning. That's like extra training. But using the company's own specific data, their contracts, their manuals, their customer service logs.
Makes sense. You wanted to speak their language. What else?
Then there's prompt engineering. That's all about crafting the right instructions, the prompts, to guide the AI's output. Controlling the style, the tone, the focus. It's like giving really clear directions.
So it's a skill in itself.
Absolutely. And then, like we mentioned, building those RAG layers, connecting the AI to live data sources, SharePoint, Google Drive, whatever, so it always has the latest info and can cite its sources.
Right. Okay. So you've adapted the model. How do you get it doing complex tasks? That's agent orchestration.
Exactly. This is where you wrap the model in a framework. It lets the agent break down a big goal into smaller steps, call other tools or APIs, maybe ServiceNow, Salesforce, SAP, automation bots, and then loop through those steps until the job's done.
So it could, say, automatically generate a report or update a customer record.
Precisely. Delivering structured outputs, dashboards, presentations, data files, you name it. It turns the AI's potential into actual actions.
And then, of course, you need to run it reliably. Deployment and monitoring.
Correct. Where does it live? Secure cloud, private network, maybe even on a device. And keeping an eye on it, logging, watching for performance drift, retraining when needed, it's ongoing.
And a huge piece, I imagine, is governance and trust, especially now.
Oh, absolutely critical. Testing for bias, checking how robust it is, red teaming to find weaknesses, making sure it complies with regulations like GDPR or the EU AI Act, plus things like explainability dashboards and having humans review critical outputs. You need that oversight.
Okay, that framework makes sense. Now, the brief dives into the really recent breakthroughs, 2024, 2025. Seems like things are moving incredibly fast.
It's been an extraordinary period, yeah. These milestones are really changing what's possible in practice.
There's a table, breakthroughs that matter.
Let's look at GPT-4o from May 2024. What was the big deal there?
GPT-4 was huge because it was truly multimodal in real time. It could understand and respond using text, images, and audio all seamlessly together. Think about having a conversation where you can talk and show things to the AI and it gets it instantly. That really changes the interaction, makes it feel more natural.
Definitely.
Then GPT-4.1, April 2025. Mm. A million token context window. What does that mean practically?
It means the AI can hold a vast amount of information in its working memory. Like, it could read a whole book and then discuss it coherently, remembering details from the beginning. It enables really deep analysis of large documents, plus the nano editions they mentioned. That means powerful AI starting to run directly on your phone or laptop.
Wow, a million tokens and on-device AI. Huge implications for privacy and speed.
Okay, OpenAI o3 also April 2025.
Yeah, o3 brought better reasoning and importantly integrated vision capabilities down to the more affordable GPT-3.5 level models. It basically made AI that can see and reason about images much more accessible and cost-effective.
Making vision AI cheaper, that's key for wider use. Then we've got video. Sora from OpenAI, VO2 from Google. Generating near pro 60-second clips. This is potentially massive for content creation. Think marketing, training, concept visualization. The quality is getting surprisingly good, fast. Yeah. It could seriously disrupt traditional video production costs and timelines for certain uses.
I can see that. A real game changer for creative industries. What about Meta's Llama 3, April 2025? Why is that one important?
Llama 3 is significant because it's open source, but it's performing incredibly well, rivaling some of the top proprietary models. This does two things. It lowers the barrier for experimentation for everyone, and it lets companies who need tight control over data deploy really powerful AI privately on their own systems.
Right. Open source often speeds things up. Good to see. Anthropic's Claude 3. March 2025.
Claude models are often highlighted for their focus on safety and constitutional AI principles. Claude 3 also offered different model sizes with varying price performance, giving businesses more options depending on their needs, while still emphasizing that safety alignment.
Okay, safety and cost options.
Yeah.
And finally, Google's Gemini 1.5 and 2.0, February 2025.
Gemini's big plays are also that long context multimodal capability, handling lots of different data types, and its tight integration with Google Workspace, you know, Docs, Sheets, etc., and their Vertex AI platform. That makes it potentially very easy for companies already in the Google ecosystem to adopt.
So if you pull back and look at all these,
yeah,
what's the common thread? The brief talks about convergence.
Yeah, you really see a convergence on a few key things. One is multimodal reasoning AI understanding, text, images, audio, maybe video altogether. Two is these massive context windows, allowing for deeper understanding. And three is more sophisticated agentic capabilities AI that can plan and act.
And the overall theme seems to be AI is getting cheaper, way more capable, and importantly, more compliant, or at least designed with compliance in mind.
Exactly. That combination is really lowering the barriers for businesses. It's moving from, you know, cool tech demo to essential business tool.
So let's make this concrete. How can Fusion actually use this stuff today? The brief gets into specific applications, starting with current clients like PepsiCo. What are some immediate ideas?
Well, for PepsiCo, the brief suggests things like an AI co-pilot for software licenses. Imagine an employee asking, "Can I install this?" And the AI checks the contracts in Fieldglass and gives a sourced answer. Also, automating alerts for SaaS renewals or using Gen AI to mock up product ads that fit brand guidelines.
That license thing alone sounds like it could save tons of time. And looking ahead for PepsiCo, 6-12 months out.
The ideas there include an agent that could automate parts of the application lifecycle management, maybe handling routine IT tasks, and even using something like Sora to generate quick, engaging videos about snacks for social media.
Interesting. Okay, moving to L'Oreal PPD, the Professional Products Division. What's cooking there?
For them, it's things like a salon trainer chatbot that uses vision and text to show how to use a hair product correctly, enhancing their virtual try-on tools in real time, drafting social media captions that really nail the brand voice.
That all sounds very focused on empowering stylists and engaging customers. Future plans for L'Oreal PPD.
Yeah, the brief mentions an AI-powered order portal, maybe suggesting product bundles based on a salon's history, personalized learning paths for stylists, even generating custom business resources for salon owners based on their specific needs.
Very tailored. And GE Healthcare, summarizing employee reviews, drafting posts.
Yes, and sentiment analysis on that feedback over time, getting a real pulse on employee perspectives.
And the future vision for GE Healthcare.
Things like a multimodal employer branding studio, maybe using Sora to generate employee story videos and AI to help edit them. Or even agent-generated microsites for specific recruitment campaigns.
It's really powerful seeing these specific examples. Okay, the brief also looks at high-value prospects. Luxury real estate. How could AI play there?
Oh, lots of ways. AI could do virtual staging for online listings. Generate super personalized pitch decks tailored to a buyer's known interests. Create neighborhood insight bots that pull together tons of data about an area.
Enhancing that high-touch sales process. What about fine dining in hotels?
For hospitality, maybe a menu engineering assistant using AI to predict profitability. AI-powered ambience previews letting guests virtually experience the vibe before booking. Smart concierge chatbots, even using Gen AI for dynamic digital menu boards or lobby displays.
Ooh, ambience previews, that sounds cool. Really selling the experience. Yeah. And finance, wealth management.
Yeah, huge potential there. AI generating portfolio insights in plain English. Monitoring news feeds 247 for risks relevant to client holdings. Drafting client emails or meeting follow-ups. Automating CRM updates. Even drafting initial investment proposals for review.
Lots of efficiency gains and client communication improvements. Okay, the brief also glances at adjacent areas, supply chain, retail, healthcare providers, the idea being that experience in one area translates.
Exactly. If Fusion understands CPG, they understand related areas like packaging, logistics, retail channels. If they understand healthcare devices, they understand providers and distributors. AI opportunities exist all along those value chains.
Makes sense. And then it looks at some relatively untapped areas. Insurance, agriculture, utilities, professional services, education. Let's pick one or two. Insurance.
Yeah, the brief suggests things like RAG-based claims summarizers. Imagine quickly digesting huge claim files, AI creating short video explainers for complex policy details, maybe AI helping detect patterns indicating potential fraud.
Streamlining and clarifying complex processes. What about ag tech? Agriculture.
Really interesting stuff there. AI forecasting crop yields using weather and sensor data, analyzing drone imagery to spot pests or disease early, helping optimize irrigation or fertilizer use, yeah, using AI for sustainability and efficiency in food production.
It really shows the breadth of impact. Okay, shifting gears to the future direction. What's the industry buzz according to the brief? Agentic workflows are getting big.
Yes, the prediction is that AI operator layers will become common in enterprise software soon. So there's an opportunity perhaps to productize agent templates for common tasks, like pre-built AI assistants for specific functions.
And the idea that verticalized intelligence wins. Generic chatbots are out. Specific industry AI is in.
That seems to be the trend. AI that understands a specific language, processes, and challenges of, say, the beauty industry or healthcare manufacturing will be much more valuable than a generic tool. Fusion's existing expertise is a real asset there.
Multimodal AI text, vision, audio, video becoming the standard.
Seems inevitable, which, again, plays to strengths in creative and design, building those richer interfaces, not just text prompts.
And regulation. EU AI Act, U.S. rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to shape things.
Absolutely. Built-in governance, audit trails, bias mitigation, these will become key buying criteria. It can't be an afterthought.
The brief also mentions a hybrid approach mixing open source and proprietary models.
Yeah, that looks smart. Maybe use something like Llama 3 for tasks where data privacy is paramount or customization is key, but use GPT Sephora for complex reasoning where its capabilities shine. The trick is having the orchestration layer to manage that mix effectively.
And finally, this trend of reshoring smart factories.
Yeah.
Opportunities there too.
Definitely. Things like using AI for digital twin simulations in factory design, RE agents analyzing data from industrial IoT sensors, AI-driven training portals for the workforce, dashboards using AI to predict and flag supply chain risks.
So, summing up Fusion's advantage,
mm-hmm.
It's that blend, isn't it? Creative thinking plus the technical chops to orchestrate these complex AI systems and packaging it all up effectively.
Precisely. It's about using AI to amplify human creativity and problem solving, not replace it. And that humans in command piece is vital, keeping control over brand tone, ensuring compliance, adapting as the tech and rules keep changing.
Right. So the big takeaway from this deep dive, looking at the Fusion AI brief, AI isn't just coming, it's here, it's accelerating, and the opportunities are, well, massive, across almost every sector.
Absolutely. Understanding these basic concepts, the recent breakthroughs, it's becoming pretty essential knowledge, really, for navigating where business and tech are headed.
And it really makes you think, doesn't it? How could these capabilities be applied in your world, your industry, your specific challenges?
Which leads to maybe the final thought for listeners. As AI gets woven deeper into everything we do, how does our own expertise, our human creativity evolve alongside it? That interplay is going to be fascinating to watch. Definitely worth exploring some of these models and applications we touched on today.